Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this opportunity to having performed our asr salah wa jama'ah. My dear respected elders and brothers, whatever happens in this world happens by the will of Allah. Whether it is the rising of the sun, the blowing of the winds, the change of seasons, everything in this world happens by the order of Allah. Similarly, my respected brothers, my speaking, you are listening, our performing our salah, making sujood before Allah, this is all tawfiq from Allah. Not a drop of rain falls from the sky, not a speck of dust floats in the air, not a ray of the light of the sun enters this earth. Nothing, absolutely nothing can do without the decision and the permission of Allah. My respected brothers, today in the real world we are faced with so many situations where our iman is bombarded. From the time we wake up till the time we sleep, that we are being given dawah towards the ghair of Allah. We are told that this is doing and that is doing. Person gets up in the morning, he goes to his shop, and he sees money coming in. Through the customers coming and buying goods, invariably his heart is tainted. The yaqeen of his heart is tainted that it is my shop, it is my job. A person going, having, securing a degree, going to his workplace, he thinks that his degree is doing. Similarly, my just brothers, a child comes home from school, from madrasa, and he sees his father bringing groceries. Mother phones the father, tells the father, bring some bread, bring milk, bring this, bring that. So invariably, every one of us, from the time we are born till the day we die, we see things with the eye, we hear things with the ears, and we also mention it with our tongues, that this is doing and that is doing. But my just brothers, the reality is that none of these things are doing. It is Allah that does. We see the example of Maryam alayhi salatu salam, that one day, she was in the room that she was where she would take her rest and take her meals in Baitul Maqdis. And Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam comes to her and he noticed her eating food or fruit out of season. And then he asks her that where is this fruit from? And she mentioned something like this, that this is from Allah. So my just brothers, we have to remind ourselves that whatever we see with the eye, actually this is a deception. That which it appears that though it's coming is not from there. And we always hear these stories, many jamaats have mentioned this and we hear this, simple stories, but just to illustrate that what is the condition of my iman. A villager comes and he goes to the city and he visits a friend. And when he goes there, then he sees that he needs to wash his hands. So it is his habit that when he's at home in the village, he will go outside, go and take water from with a pitcher, and then he will take water from the well and wash his hands. And here he sees something amazing. He sees a tap, what he doesn't even know what a tap is. And then he says, and when the friend turns open the tap, then he says, now wash your hands. And he's amazed. To his eye it appears as though the water is coming through the tap. And then he washes his hands. And then he thinks to himself that what an amazing thing this tap is. And then he goes and he asks his friend, where did you get this tap from? And the friend tells him that I went to a certain store. We call it a hardware store. He goes to the hardware store and he purchases this tap. And then he goes back to his village. And he's so excited because his eyes saw, he experienced. He opened, the tap was opened for him. He felt the water running in his fingers, between his fingers and in his hands. And then he goes and he calls his entire village and tells them that I've solved your problems today. That today there's no need to pull out the water from the well. That I've got this device and he puts it into the wall. And then he calls his whole village and he tells them that listen here, today there's no more problems with water. And he calls each of them and as they're coming forward he opens the tap but there's no water. So to the eye the villager saw the water coming out. With his ear he heard and his friend told him that he got the tap. From where? From the hardware store. And in his mind he's thinking that when I place this tap in the wall then water will flow. So this is our condition, my dear brothers, that we see the things in this world with the eye, and we ponder over it, and we are amazed by it. But in reality, my dear brothers, it is not coming from there. Not to complete the story, but we know what's behind that tap. We know there is a system. And similarly, my dear brothers, everything in this world, whatever happens, happens by the system of Allah. But Allah is independent of these systems. Allah sends rain from the skies, from the heavens, through the clouds. But Allah is independent of this. Nuh alayhi salatu salam, we know that the famous incident, when Allah sent the water, it came from everywhere. It came from the heavens, it came from the earth. It even came, it was described, I heard one ulama saying, that even the pots in the homes, those clay pots, water came out from there as well. Why, my dear brothers? Because Allah is independent of all these needs and all these things. Allah doesn't need this. So we have to correct this yaqeen in the heart. That where we see it is happening, is not happening from there. That la ilaha illallah, that it is Allah that is doing. We have to keep reminding ourselves. And my dear brothers, similarly, we have to bring this yaqeen that our success only lies in the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, we see the world, we see the ways of life of the people who are far from Allah. And we are enamored, we are impressed, and Allah forgive us, we even follow and imitate them. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a perfect Nabi, as the best of creation. He came as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And each and every action of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each and every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is most perfect in its way. In every way it is beautiful. And in every way the help of Allah, the nearness to Allah. What Allah says in the Quran, that if you love me, then follow my deen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered to tell the people to follow my sunnah. If you want to come closer to Allah, there's no other way. And there's no quicker way than to follow than any other way besides the sunnah tariq of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the eating, in the sleeping, in the habits of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is benefit. We don't want to speak and explain it. Because this yaqeen, our yaqeen demands that we bring this yaqeen without explanation. Without understanding, without logic. Because that is what iman is. Iman is to bring yaqeen in that which defies the mind. That which doesn't make sense. Outwardly, there's a system. But iman is to bring yaqeen in against the systems of this world. So to bring this yaqeen, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a perfect way of life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us such a beautiful lifestyle, that if we bring into our life, Allah will give us peace in this world. Today the whole world is chasing after peace and tranquility. People go for vacations, they travel thousands of kilometers, traversing great expanses of this earth, going on by road, flying over the oceans, looking for that peace. Spending millions of dollars, millions of rands to get that peace. And that peace, my just brothers, is in deen. And in complete deen. In fulfilling the orders of Allah in the tariqah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah promises us a pure life. A most beloved life, a most comfortable and tranquil life. Outwardly it appears to be difficult. But my righteous elders and brothers, outwardly it appears to be a challenge. Again, another example is given to us often. When we are going past a restaurant, when you travel to India, Pakistan, it's a hotel, then you'll see someone sitting behind a window and he's eating. And when he's eating, you'll see he's perspiring and he's taking a napkin or a tissue to wipe his forehead. And people think that what's going on with this person? He's struggling and he's suffering. He's perspiring. And he takes another morsel and he eats more. And they think to themselves that what's wrong with this person? He's torturing himself. He's punishing himself. But not knowing what this person is experiencing. In that difficulty of eating that strong food, he's enjoying it. So my dear brothers, we are not saying sunnah is like this. No, don't misunderstand me. But in following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will give us peace and tranquility and the help of Allah and the nearness of Allah will come. But we have to bring this yaqeen that our success does not lie in any other way of life but the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear respected brothers, today we have understood to solve our problems that we have to go to different people in different means, through different avenues, different contacts. A person has some financial problem, he goes to his friend. He's a multi-millionaire. He knows, I just need to make one phone call. My contact will sort everything out. Person is sick, he says, no, I know the best doctors. I'll go to the best cardiologist. We have understood that the help of Allah is through means, unfortunately. But actually, my respected brothers, the help of Allah is in amal, not these means. There's no guarantee with means. A few years ago, we saw with our own eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that the one who is the giver of sickness and cure is Allah. People got the best of all means, but they could not cure themselves of the sickness. And someone who didn't have any help, he didn't have any means, Allah cured him. He read 2 rakats namaz, he read salah, he asked Allah and Allah gave him help. Sahaba had this yakin that to fulfill their needs, they turned to 2 rakats of salah. A Sahabi, he wishes for rain to fall on his farm. Today they speak of seeding, cloud seeding. Sahaba had the yakin in 2 rakats of salah. They would read 2 rakats salah and make dua. After this, he looked up in the sky and one cloud appeared, a small cloud. And after a little while, with dua and amal, then an entire, there was thunder and lightning and rain started to fall. He sent his servant out to go and look and see where this rain falling. And my just brother is going around the perimeter of that farm. He sees that the rain fell only within his farm. So this was sahaba, they had yakin through amal, through salah, through dua, that they would be able to draw directly from the help of Allah. A sahabi, he comes, he's given a piece of barren land in lieu of some debt that someone had to pay him. And the land had no water. He reached 2 rakats namaz and he asks his servant to dig. And we see water comes forth. Sahabi, he goes home, there's no food. He asks the wife, that is there any food? She says, there's nothing. He goes to the masjid. He reached 2 rakats salah. He asks Allah. And what happens, my dear brothers? After a few times practicing upon his salah, when he comes home eventually, flour starts to flow from the mill, from the grinding stone. Now what was this, my dear brothers? It was yakin. Yakin in the 2 rakats of salah. That my salah is not perfect. Continuously turning to Allah. Not turning his gaze away from Allah. Like how the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, their gaze, their nigah was not away from Allah. It was always towards Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is being flung into the fire. Outwardly appears destruction. The malaika come to assist Ibrahim alayhi salam, being the khalil of Allah. And what was his response? That have you come on your own or were you sent by Allah? Imagine at that juncture today, if we see some miracle or some angel come to us, what is our yakin that Allah sent his help? But look at the Nabi of Allah, that his yakin and his nigah is towards Allah. And he negates the angels that if you came on your own, then I don't need you. My Allah is sufficient for me. My dear brothers, we also have to develop that type of yakin through amal, through da'wat, that how the help of Allah can come to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, is that through deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and made us the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a seal of prophets. No Nabi to ever come onto the face of this earth ever again. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and made such an effort. In a period of 23 years, only 23 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared such a group of sahaba to continue this important effort of deen. That sahaba radiallahu anhum, my respected brothers, who were they? If you look at the galaxy of sahaba, among them, they were the wealthy. Uthman radiallahu anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu himself. They were the poor, the slaves, the free, the young, the old, the fit, those that were crippled. Many examples among sahaba. But each one of them, we see the example that each one of them set for us. That they had this yakin, that through striving and making effort for deen, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them, not to waver even or move away from even the way of life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and this fikr of deen, even by a degree, one degree. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he's made the Khalifa, then we see, my just brothers, that there was the Arab, the new Muslims, they refuse to pay zakat. Just one order of Allah. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my brothers, he wouldn't waver even that one degree, wouldn't even make one excuse for them, that he was prepared to empty Medina. The Jamaat of Usama radiallahu anhu that was sent out in the path of Allah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know they were encamping outside Medina because they heard of the sickness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they waited, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. That when Mashura was made, that what should we do now? Should we reinforce ourselves in Medina? Should we strengthen ourselves, not send this Jamaat out? But no, my majestic brothers, they understood that even after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they couldn't compromise in even this effort. That although Medina was under attack, although there was so much uncertainty, there was so much, obviously, sadness at the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood firm. He stood firm and he commanded the Jamaat to go out in the path of Allah. Under such difficulty, imagine no greater calamity to befall mankind than the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wasn't ever prepared to even move one degree of deen. One degree of the order of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one degree of the command of Allah, staying firm, making that effort. And Sahaba Allahu Majma'in, my just brothers, they continued like this. That after him, after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, he made such an effort that my just brothers, deen spread to 2/3 of this earth. And this deen reached us with great effort and sacrifice. This deen hasn't come to us on a plate. Actually, it has come to us on a plate, but through the sacrifices of Sahaba radhiyallahu majma'in, Tabi'i, Tabi Tabi'in, and our elders. They made that sacrifice. They went out in the path of Allah, making effort with perseverance, with all those difficulties, until deen has reached us today. So, my majestic brothers, for this deen to remain in our lives, in our progeny's lives, and the entire mankind, for deen to come alive, that same effort that took place in Medina Munawwara, 45 years back, that same deen has to be in it. That same deen has to come alive. And alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, that we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that opportunity, that once again this effort is revived, the effort of Dawud and Tabligh, that this effort is still continuing throughout the world, and it has reached every country. It has reached the depths of the jungles of Africa, the skyscrapers of America, the deserts of Saudi Arabia and the rest of the world. Deen has gone throughout the world through sacrifice. So our elders are telling us that once again, if we will come onto this effort, we will do this effort with the correct understanding, with the guidance of our elders, then inshallah this deen will continue to prevail. This deen will come alive and we'll become a means of hidayat for generations to come, inshallah. So for this our elders are telling us, inshallah, that we have to go out in the path of Allah for 4 months and 40 days. And we have to make such effort that establish the amal of the masjid. That how our masjids can become like the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a very simple tartib that our elders have set out, this 5 amal. That when we will do this in our masjids, in the way our elders have shown us, then deen will reach our lives. Deen will come into our families' lives and our community, our neighboring communities, the different towns in our cities, in our entire country and the whole world. So if we will do this effort, inshallah, according to the tathdeeb of our elders that have shown us this yearly 40 days and this 5 amal in our masjid, then deen will come alive. Have full yakin. Mawlana Hassan rahmatullahi alayhi, majestic brothers, he said, hidden behind this 5 amal is the hidayat of mankind. So we should bring this yakin and have this determination that I should engage and I should involve myself in this effort. Be it from the level of the masjid, from the ta'lim in my home, right up to khuruj and striving the path of Allah for long periods. The need of the time now, my just brothers, if a jama'ah is to go out for 4 months every year. Previously, our elders used to speak of 40 days a year. Now we have to increase our sacrifice. From 3 days a month, we have to increase to 10 days a month. And from 2.5 hours every day, we have to increase to 8 hours a day. So inshallah, we all try and do this, inshallah. So inshallah, our Shab Guzari has started. And this will continue. There will be programs after Maghrib also, inshallah, the main bayan. And after Isha also, be Hayatul Sahaba. Those brothers who are from the locality that may have not brought their bedding, then let us go bring our beddings, inshallah. There's a few minutes left. Let us go quickly bring our beddings and partake in this amal. These beautiful amal, my brothers. We are very fortunate. Our Jamaat, we went to United States a few weeks ago, a few months back. And my brothers, this mahol, this environment, my dear spirits, we don't understand, we don't realize how fortunate we are to have ulama ikram, the madaris, to have these masjids like this. Sometimes you go to a masjid, my dear brothers, there's one, two, three musallis, only the imam and the muazzin. What a beautiful environment we got in our masjids. Let us take benefit and value this amal, my dear, these environments. So inshallah, after Maghrib Salah, tashkil will get made. And also inshallah, we humbly request the brothers that make this dua, this is a time of dua, that a time of acceptance of dua now, the latter part of Asr, after Asr to Maghrib, on a Friday afternoon, let us engage in amal, dua, ask Allah, Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, make dua for the ummah. We can see the conditions, the halat of the ummah. Ya Allah, we are so far from your deen, Ya Allah, bring your deen alive. And also, alhamdulillah, in a few weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, inshallah, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of October, our elders will be grazing our lands. They'll be coming here, stepping foot on our lands. Great, great qurbani is being given for them to come at the age of 97, Mullah Ibrahim Sahib. So let us make fikr also that how maximum number of brothers who have spent 4 months and 40 days can also go for this jor, inshallah, for all workers, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.